to stream on the Hobbiton, eighth canto, chapter 20, chapter summary. The summary of this 20th chapter is as follows. Despite his knowledge that Lord Vamadev was cheating him, Bali Maharaj gave everything to the Lord in charity, and thus the Lord extended his body and assumed a gigantic form as Lord Vishnu. After hearing the instructive advice of Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj became contemplative. Because it is the duty of a householder to maintain the principles of religion, economic development, and sense gratification, Bali Maharaj thought it improper to withdraw his promise to the Brahmachari. To lie or fail to honor a promise given to a Brahmachari is never proper, for lying is the most sinful activity. Everyone should be afraid of the sinful reactions to lying, for Mother Earth cannot even bear the weight of a sinful liar. The spreading of a kingdom or empire is temporary. If there is no benefit for the general public, such expansion has no value. Previously, all the great kings and emperors expanded their kingdoms with regard for the welfare of the people in general. Indeed, while engaged in such activities for the benefit of the general public, eminent men sometimes even sacrificed their lives. It is said that one who is glorious in his activities is always living and never dies. Therefore, fame should be the aim of life, and even if one becomes poverty-stricken for the sake of a good reputation, that is not a loss. Bali Maharaj thought that even if this Brahmachari, Vamadev, the Lord Vishnu, if the Lord accepted his charity and again arrested him, Bali Maharaj would not envy him. Considering all these points, Bali Maharaj finally gave in charity everything he possessed. Lord Vamadev then immediately extended himself into a universal body. By the mercy of Lord Vamadev, Bali Maharaj could see that the Lord is all-pervading and that everything rests in his body. Bali Maharaj could see Lord Vamadev as the Supreme Vishnu, wearing a helmet, yellow garments, the mark of Shivas, the coast to Vajem, a flower garland, and ornaments decorating his entire body. The Lord gradually covered the entire surface of the world, and by extending his body, he covered the entire sky. With his hands he covered all directions, and with his second footstep he covered the entire upper planetary system. Therefore, there was no vacant place where he could take his third footstep. Shukuvacha Balir Evam Rihapatihi Kulacharyena Bhashataha Tushnim Mudra Shamam Rajam Uvachadhito Guruam. Shri Shukra Vacha Bali Lodam Vrihapati Kula Charyena Bhashataha Tushni Mudra Kshanam Rajan Shri Shukra Vacha Vacha Vahitovim Shishuku Vacha Valiyedam Brihapati Kuvacha Yena Bhashataha Krishmin Bhutva Kshalam Najan Kuvacha Vahitovim Tushneen Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Uvacha Vahito Vidum Trishuku Vacha Oini Vyakti Uvacha Yena Pashitaha Tushneen Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Balihi Bali Maharaj Idam Das Vidapatihi, the master of the household affairs, although guided by the priests, Kula Acharyena, by the family acharya or guide, Ashutaha, being thus addressed, Tushni, silent, Rudra, becoming, Kshanam, for a moment, Rajam, O King, Maharaj Prekshit, Uvacha, said, Avahitaha, after full deliberation, Gurum, unto his spiritual master. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Prekshit, when Bali Maharaj was thus advised by his spiritual master, Shukracharya, his family priest, he remained silent for some time, and then, after full deliberation, he replied to his spiritual master as follows. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Bali Maharaj remained silent at a critical point. How could he disobey the instruction of Shukracharya, his spiritual master? It is the duty of such a sober personality as Bali Maharaj to abide by the orders of his spiritual master immediately, as the spiritual master had advised. that Hari Maharaj also considered that Shukracharya was no longer to be accepted as a spiritual master, for he had deviated from the duty of a spiritual master. According to Shastra, the duty of the guru is to take the disciple back home, back to Godhead. If he is unable to do so, and instead hinders the disciple in going back to Godhead, he should not be a guru. The guru must not. One should not become a guru if he cannot enable his disciple to advance in Krishna consciousness. The goal of life is to become a devotee of Lord Krishna, so that one may be freed from the bondage of material existence. Chakra deham punarjanma maiti mameti surjana. The spiritual master helps the disciple attain this stage by developing Krishna consciousness. Now Shukracharya has advised Hari Maharaj to deny the promise to Vamadev. Under the circumstances, therefore, Hari Maharaj thought that there would be no fault if he disobeyed the order of his spiritual master. He deliberated on this point. Should he refuse to accept the advice of his spiritual master, or should he independently do everything to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He took some time. Therefore it is said, Tushneem Dhutva Kshanam Rajam Uvacha Vahito Gurum. After deliberating on this point, he decided that Lord Vishnu should be pleased in all circumstances, even at the risk of ignoring the Guru's advice to the contrary. Anyone who is supposed to be a guru, but who goes against the principle of Vishnu Bhakti, cannot be accepted as guru. If one has falsely accepted such a guru, one should reject him. Such a guru is described as follows. Gurorapyavavittasya kaya kaya majanantaha utpata patipannasya parityago vidhiyate. Sri Jiva Goswami has advised that such a useless guru, a family priest acting as guru, should be given up, and that the proper bona fide guru should be accepted. Shatkarma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharidaha avaishnava guru nasyad vaishnava shvatacho guruhu. A scholarly Brahmin expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava. But if a person born in a family of lower caste is a Vaishnava, he can become a spiritual master. Om Jnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabaiham Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagava Vagamatam Vitam Sam Sadivam Shadvaitam Shadvaitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagava Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sham Hey Krishna Karuna Sindha Deena Bandha Jagat Prate गोपेश गोपिका कंसा राधा कंसा नमोस्तुते तत्काशन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी प्रसाधन सुधे देवी कर्मा हरि प्रिय वाशाकोपतुभ्य कृपा सिंधव्यय पति भावेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री शुकुवाच भव्य एवं गृहपति कुलाचार्येण भाषत कृष्णेन भूत्वा क्षणं राजन् कुलाचार्यो गुरु कृष्णेन भूत्वा क्षणं The spiritual master told him, don't give anything to his brahmachari, he'll take everything. So, Bali Maharaj became silent. Abhita, he considered, should I follow this order? Or should I ignore this order? In all the shastras it said that the instructions of the spiritual master must be carried out with full obedience by the disciple. The Sakshad Hari Tena Samasta Shastra. The spiritual master is honored as much as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one must carry out the instructions of the spiritual master. Guru Shri Naramati, one should not see him as an ordinary human being. One must follow his instructions. But here, the instructions were wrong. And not only slightly wrong, but completely wrong. Contrary to the principles, to the ultimate purpose of Dhamma. Finally, Sarvadharmam Pratyajamam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, one has to surrender to Krishna, Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. This is the business, this is the purport of the Shastra. And here, Bali Maharaj is being told, don't give it to him, he's Vishnu. Don't give it to Vishnu. Don't give anything to Vishnu. Keep everything for us. Think about your economic development. Think about your sense gratification. Think about your religious principles. Don't give. So Bali Maharaj thought about his religious principles and concluded that I can't be a liar. I've already promised that I would give this brahmachari whatever he asked for. Now for me to go back on my promise, that I can't do. So, Kulacharya Adhipashita, he's considered very carefully what had been said by his Kulacharya. Kulacharya means a family guru. Generally, that means that as a custom, one accepts an acharya who's the traditional acharya for the family. And that may go on for generations. His father was accepted by the family. His father was accepted by the same family. Long line of gulag charges. But here, in fact, Shukracharya means the same thing. The Acharya, by seminal succession, his father was the Acharya, his father was the Acharya. So, Pali Maharaj very carefully considers, because this is no small thing, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. In our Tashaparad, 10 offenses against the holy name. This is right there at the beginning. But one should not disobey the orders of the spiritual master. That's a great offense. So Bhava Maharaj carefully considered. But as we'll see, he decided to reject the orders of the Guru Acharya. Because, that's also said, Guru Alaptasya Mantna Kaya Kaya Majanataha Upata Patipannasa Paritiago Vidhiyate. Throughout the Shastras it's said that one should always follow the spiritual master, but there are circumstances where the spiritual master can be rejected. And one of those circumstances is described here. He becomes very proud and doesn't know what is to be done, can no longer discriminate between what should be done and what should not be done. Upata Patipannasya. He becomes deviated to a path, a deviant path. Then, Paritiago Vidhiyate, one must give him up. He doesn't, otherwise, Hamdhaya Tandhaya Upaniyamana. The blind man will follow the blind man, and they'll both fall in the ditch. So, if the spiritual master is devoid of discrimination, doesn't know what is to be done, what is not to be done, he's off the track, then he should be rejected. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains there are two circumstances where the spiritual master may be rejected. We just mentioned one. He goes off the course. There's another statement in Hari Bhakti Vilas. A Vaishnava Padishtena Mantrena Nirayan Vajet Punascha Vidina Samyad Rahyed Vaishnava Hampurabhu. And again, Yo Bhakti Naya Rahitam Anyayena Shunoti Aha Tabubhau Narakam Khoram Vajita Kalamakshaya. If he becomes an avaishnava, if he becomes envious of the Vaishnavas, hateful to the Vaishnavas, then one should give him up. If he is in it, so that's one thing. I've accepted a spiritual master, but now he's become a mayavadi, he's become sinful, he's become averse or inimical to the path of devotional service and the devotees. I should give him up. And Purushcha Vidina Samyag Brahya Vishnu, I should accept a bona fide spiritual master. Then the other circumstance is that I accepted a guru, but nyaya rahita, without proper control. consideration. Srila Jiva Goswami says that for 1 year, the disciples should consider the characteristics of the prospective guru, and the guru should consider the qualities of the prospective disciple. But if that hasn't been done, and often it's not done, just by family tradition, by custom, by some popular idea, we accept a guru. But later we come to understand that guru means the person who can bring me back to Godhead, back to Krishna. And this guru is nothing like that. Simply he collects some fees for some ritualistic ceremonies, but he's a Mayavadi, or he's worshipping so many gods, but he's not a Vaishnava. Then I should reject him. Because yo bhakti nyaya rahitam anya yena shrinoti va shrinoti ya tabudo narakam kodam vajita kalamakshi. The person who's speaking such rubbish and the person who's listening to it both go to hell. Akshayam kalam akshayam for what they've seen a very long time. Shatkarma nipamo vipro mancha tancha vishayada avaishnava guru nasyad. One may be very expert in mantras, rituals, he may have all the brahminical qualifications, he may be born in a Brahmin family, he may be coming in a tradition of acharyas, but a Vaishnava, if he's not a Vaishnava, guru nasyad, he has no right to become a guru. But Vaishnava Swapacho Guru, even if one comes from a family of dog eaters, if he's a Vaishnava, he can be accepted. This is the conclusion. Any questions? Microphone, please.
Bali Maharaj had the grandfather, great grandfather did the same thing, producing all the universe. Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu possessed all the universes. Okay.
So, Bali Maharaj had an example that my great grandfather was not successful in his attempt to capture the universe. On the contrary, he lost his life also. Then Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather, throughout his long life wished not to go for materialistic life. He had these two great examples within his own dynasty and family. Then why he did all this possessing of the universe and doing some yajna and all that? Well, it was a clear example before him.
His grandfather was Prahlad Maharaj, his great-grandfather, Hiranyakashipu. So then, why did he with Prahlad Maharaj as his grandfather, why did he take possession of the universe? And was that the question?
Yes.
Always. So he saw the example of Hiranyakashipu, who tried to take everything, and he saw the example of Prahlad Maharaj, who said, don't take everything, everything belongs to Krishna. So why was he holding on to the kingdom? Yes, it's the duty of the king. Rashtrapati, he's the president or the king, he has to take charge of the kingdom. It's, otherwise he's irresponsible. If he just says, oh no, Nirmama, Nirahankar. I'm not this body. Nothing belongs to me, so I can't be the king. Sometimes that happens. There are examples of great paramahansas. They gave it up. They said, I won't be the king, and they left. But the general example, just like Prakshit Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, so many, that they, as a service and as a duty, they controlled the kingdom. They controlled the kingdom. But they knew that this was not mine. We don't hear that much about Bali Maharaj and what he was doing, how he was running the kingdom previously. But it was his duty to be the king.
He could have maintained his own kingdom, but what was the reason?
Question is that,
but
he could have maintained his own kingdom. But why did he let go on defeating anyone?
Why did he go on defeating demigods and so on? I don't know.
So it is my observation that all the lila are performed by breaking the divine principles which are preached.
All these lilas are performed by breaking
the divine principles which are preached.
By breaking the divine principles which are preached. Okay.
Like one should not possess anything which is not needed, but he
should not publish anything which is not. Yeah, one should not possess anything which is not needed. He possessed more and so on.
So he possessed the universe without any need. There was no need.
Yeah, so we, all right, he possessed the universe without need.
So he himself is first breaking the divine law.
He is breaking the divine law.
And then we are told to follow the Mahajana.
Yeah, but we're not told to follow Bali Maharaj before he rejected Shukracharya. The example is after. Just like Vyasadeva, he's also not Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami. So we have to see what is meant to be followed and what is meant to be not followed. So we're not told, just like Brahma, he got in trouble with his daughter. So we don't say Mahajana Yayamigatasa Panta, I'll also get in trouble with my daughter. One has to see what is the example that's meant to be followed. Bhishma Dev fought against the Pandavas. So I was a Mahajana Yayamigatasa Panta, so I'll also fight against the devotees. I'll also join Duryodhana's party. I'll look for a party like that and join that party and fight against the Dharma Radis, Dharma followers. No. One has to see what is the example which is meant to be followed. Therefore, the acharya is needed. The spiritual master is needed. He explains to us how to follow the Mahajans. But he himself has to be a follower of the Mahajans, actually.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. But even word comes in this shloka, full deliberation.
Full deliberation.
Yeah. So he took time, he was silent, he deliberated, and then he took a decision. So sometimes while doing services, we may have some meeting.
We may have some meeting. Some meeting.
Yeah. So in that, somebody may take a moment extra or some time to think or deliberate before he gives a judgment or a decision or his thought, his opinion. So is that considered, should that be considered failure or wrong or like...
you take time to think?
Yeah.
Is that wrong? No, that's what you're supposed to do. Just to take decisions without thinking is godless, irresponsible. And we see that people do. They don't think. They just look around the room, they see who else's hand is up, and they put their hand up. The Prophet said he wanted leaders who were independently thoughtful. He wanted devotees who were independently thoughtful, which doesn't mean that I do anything I want independently, but it means I have a head on my shoulders and I think. I don't just see what everybody else is doing and say, well, I guess I don't have to think because they must have thought. If I have a responsible position, just like it's in trust law, each trustee is responsible for decision making. He's held personally responsible. He's liable to the trust beneficiaries. If he doesn't do the right thing, they can sue him. He can't say, well, I left it to the other. There were four of us, five of us, I left it to the other four. I trusted that they knew what they were doing. No, you are responsible. Why were you made a trustee? Because you're responsible. You have to make the decision on your own. In fact, in trust law, a trustee can hire an attorney at the expense of the trust to advise him. If I have to make a decision about the future of the trust, the welfare of the trust, what's to be done with the trust, at the expense of the trust, I can hire my own attorney to advise me what I should do. I'm not obliged just to say, well, everybody else must have done the research, everybody else is going this way, I have to go that way. I'm responsible for that trust property. And I have to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. So even if I have to take money from the trust to hire an attorney to advise me, I can do that. There's no use of having trustees who just look around the room and put up their hands. They just look to see which way the wind is blowing and they'll blow that way too. One has to be independently responsible and thoughtful. So if someone takes time, just like our Giriraj Maharaj, you know when he speaks. You don't expect big four words, like we just speak it right, and then listen. He speaks very deliberately. He considers exactly what he wants to say. He thinks about the appropriate instructions. He's brave. He considers. He thinks. His father is a judge. That's what judges do. Do you want a judge? You bring him your case and he looks at the papers and says, okay, here's my decision. Both parties have invested so much research and argument. You want the judge who will read everything and carefully deliberate and then give the decision. So that's one of the characteristics of the devotee. He thinks, he's thoughtful. He must. Not just management, but everything. We should think about what we're doing. I don't have to be a board member to think. Whatever my service is, whether it's serving the deity or distributing books or whatever it may be, I should be conscious of what I'm doing. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the best thing?
Maharaj, so in this purview only, so as you understand that a manager, he or a leader, he needs competence. confidence.
Leader needs competence or competence, yes.
And at the same time, in a spiritual organization, it's a mandatory thing that he needs Vaishnava qualities.
And he has to have Vaishnava qualities in a Vaishnava organization, yeah.
So for our organization, for our organization, then somebody has to be leader or manager. Both are needed, but which is more priority? Which?
In our organization, both are needed, which has more priority? As you said, that's almost a trick question, because both are needed. So, to have leaders who are Vaishnavas but incompetent is not going to be wonderful. And to have leaders who are competent but not Vaishnavas is also not going to be very good. So we want both things, that he's a Vaishnava and he's competent. If he's not a Vaishnava, why is he there? And if he's not competent, why is he there? If he's a Vaishnava, he should look at himself and say, am I competent? Is there anyone else more competent? I've been here, I've been doing this, maybe I was put in this position 40 years ago because they needed someone. Am I still the best person for the job? Now 40 years have gone by, is there someone else who's come up, perhaps, who's more competent? And if so, should I just sit on the post for so many more years? That's also competence. That's a kind of competence. To know the limits of one's competence. I was talking with one devotee the other day. He was talking about one GBC man. And he was praising that GBC man. And he says, he knows what he doesn't know. He doesn't think he knows everything. He knows what he doesn't know. That's competence. That's one form of competence. I should examine myself. Therefore, for example, in trust law, if I don't know, then maybe I hire a lawyer to advise me. Does it mean that because I'm a Vaishnava, I know everything about law? If there's some investment, does it mean that because I'm a Vaishnava, I know everything about how to properly invest? Have I become omniscient? Or all capable? I can manifest another two arms as needed? That's also trust law. Although the trustee is responsible to see through everything, he can hire an investment counselor also. How to invest the trust fund? Because it's not expected that any trustee will know law, he'll know investment, he'll know everything. He has to be intelligent, he has to be responsible, he has to be dutiful. And when he doesn't know something, he should consult. And that's another kind of confidence, that I don't know everything, but I know what I don't know and I engage others. I ask them, what should I do? What should we do? Can you guide me? Can you advise me? Well, he knows, I passed my time. I did something, I filled the hole, and the hole needed to be filled. Now there are others ready to take over, and let me step aside. If he's Vaishnava, he'll think like that, or if he's competent, he'll think like that. The competent person also thinks that I have to replace myself sooner or later, better sooner than later, and then I can do other things. Yes, there's a question in the back. And the worst option, by the way, is to have someone who's not a Vaishnava and not competent.
Hare Krishna, right?
Yes.
I ask you, he translate my question. One big leader, एक लीडर है जो कहता है कि महाप्रसाद खाने से नरक में जाएगा. इन प्रसाद मॉल इलिवरी कैन टेक प्रसाद, कहीं प्रसाद मिलता है भगवान का, फ्रूट बोलते कि नरक में जाएगा. जब उनसे पूछा गया कि कौन से शास्त्र में मेंशन है कि महाप्रसाद खाने से नरक में जाएगा, तो आर्गुमेंट किया तो भड़क गया अगले, तो मेरे से मुंह नहीं लगे। फिर बाद में ही उन्होंने मेरा सर्विस छीनना चाहा कि आप पुजारी सेवा नहीं कर सकते। तो ये लीडर की बात है कि सब तक सही है गलत है।
Prasadam Hall, someone's taking Mahaprasadam.
And a senior devotee came.
A senior devotee came.
Said, if you take Mahaprasadam, you go to hell.
If you take Mahaprasadam, you go to hell? He said, that's interesting.
Then, Prabhuji asked, which scripture is mentioned?
And Prabhuji asked, in which scripture is that mentioned?
And then the argument happened.
An argument.
And then the senior devotee took away his service.
And then the senior devotee took away his service. Okay. So the first thing is, in such, because I'm almost being asked to sit here as Giri Raj Marja's father, you know, as the judge. This happened, and what is your judgment? So, the first thing the judge says is, I don't have all the facts. You know, you're here, you're telling me this is what happened, but any manager or any judge or anyone who's been around for a while knows that every story has two sides. So if I ask that senior devotee, he'll say, well, that's not what I said this, or what I meant was that, or I took away a service for this reason, not that reason. So I'm sitting here with one side of the story, and not with the other side of the story, and therefore I can't give a proper judgment. Except to say that, generally speaking, taking Mahaprasadam doesn't send you to hell, it sends you back to Godhead. But for example, if I take Mahaprasadam off the plate of my spiritual master, then it'll send me to hell. My spiritual master sitting there with a plate of prasadam in front of him, Mahaprasadam, and I think, let me take this, well, that's a different story. But as a general principle, we know Mahaprasadam is good. But what might have been the circumstances, I'm not in a position to say.
As you were mentioning that Kulacharya concept is not good. One year of both parties seeing each other is good. I also have heard of a lecture by Prabhupada in which he says this, quoting Sanatana Goswami, that Sanatana Goswami has given this 1 year. And he says that this 1 year we have followed in his con also. In which the guru sees the disciple, and disciple, in which the guru sees the disciple, observes the disciple, studies the disciple, and the same disciple does for the guru. So in present this scenario, we see Maharaj that many times the spiritual master is traveling a lot. Many times the spiritual master is traveling, and many times initiation, Haridam initiation is given on the reference of some devotee, on the reference of some devotee whom the spiritual master trusts. And then on the basis of that trust and the authority letter from the temple, that devotee is given initiation. So in this, we don't see that guru studying his disciple, number one, not happening visibly. Number two, what is the responsibility or significance of the role of this middle person, reference person?
So what's the, you see that actually the examination is not going on, and what's the role of this person in the middle? So examination means that, all right, he's appointed someone. I have trust in you. Just like Prabhupada, I was reading the other day that Prabhupada was interested in some property, so he sent someone. You've examined that property, so you see what you think. So in that way, that means I'm examining, but through my agent. Through my, and Prabhupada did that. He you also gave initiation that way on the recommendation of such and such temple president, because there were so many devotees he couldn't see everyone. But then the agent has to be very responsible. He has to discriminate. No, this person is not serious. Or this person is serious. There was an initiation in New York one time. And Prabhupada used to come to New York City maybe once in a year, and so many devotees would be waiting. Then the initiation list would be there. There'd be sometimes initiations for several days. So Prabhupada was concerned that the recommendations for the Dominical candidates had not been sufficiently vetted. So he was quizzing his leaders. How do you examine these men? Are they qualified? So he gave attention that way. And then the list got shorter. And then one man who was cut from the list, he became very angry.
What do you mean I'm not qualified to be a Brahmin? What's wrong with you?
Yes.
But then, am I correct if I say, or please let me know, do we need so we need such people who are the reference people, whether they may be called as counselor or mentor or bhaktivriksha leader, or whether they may be called by any term, by any name.
You may or may not, if you're accepting your two disciples, four disciples, then you may, or if you're staying in one place, then you may examine everyone personally. Very good. But if, as you said, someone's traveling all over the world and so many things, then you start to need a bigger arrangement. So Prabhupada did that. He had his agents. On the other side, you ask, how does he examine the guru? So he has to see, what is the guru teaching? You shouldn't just see a poster that this is the guru and you surrender. But what is the guru teaching? Now these days, videos are available, sound files are available. You can hear what he's teaching. You can find out something about his life, so much about his life. You can hear from the disciples, what does he do, what is his program. So you can consider, it's not just that if he's not there, no consideration can be given. And you can wait till you're satisfied also. Maybe you'll say, all right, it says a year, I haven't met him, I want to meet him first. You wait till he comes, then you wait another year, that's also allowed. Or it's not that you have to initiate the person after 1 year. Again, Giriraj Maharaj, if you want to become his disciple, you better be patient. Because he doesn't initiate just after 1 year, even 2 years. So, 1 year is the minimum. But the spiritual master should be satisfied, either by direct inspection or through his agent, this person is fit. And the disciples should also be satisfied. This is, here I have confidence. Yes, or yes, wherever. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, for going back to Godhead, although we may accept a spiritual master, but it may not be possible because of certain procedures within ISKCON to take formal initiation.
We may accept a spiritual master, but we may not not take formal initiation.
Because before that, if I die without initiation, or before that,
what happens?
If I die without initiation,
you die without being initiated.
So, can I go back to Godhead without initiation?
Can you go back to Godhead without initiation? Someplace through the Jiva Goswami says nothing is required. No rituals, no initiation, no qualifications, practically speaking. The holy name is enough. But he doesn't therefore recommend skip the rituals, skip the initiation, skip everything, just take the holy name. Because there's a process for chanting the holy name, and we're meant to follow that process. Krishna is independent, throughout. If he can't take you back to Godhead despite initiation, that means he has to follow some rules. I'm sorry, Krishna, you can't take this man, he's not initiated. GDC has passed a rule that Krishna can't, you know, take him. You know. Swarat, he can do whatever he likes. But don't wait for that. Prabhupada gave the example that Rabindranath Tagore never attended the university. But he wrote Gitanjali and so many great works of poetry. And so he received an honorary doctorate from Oxford. Maybe he attended university, but anyway, he didn't have a doctorate. Oxford gave him an honorary degree. So now if I say, well, I don't need to go to university, I'll just get an honorary degree like we've been about to go. Is that a good plan? Maybe Rabindranath can do that, but the standard system is you pay your fees, you attend the classes, you sit for the exams, you get your degree. Is that okay? Last, maybe. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. In this past time, Bali Maharaj didn't follow the instruction of Shukracharya.
No.
So, on one side, we understand that Bali Maharaj also have some knowledge of the scriptures, because of which he knows that what is to be done, offering to Vishnu should be done. At the same time, in our practical lives, like sometimes we come to hear that even if the superior is giving some wrong instructions or the bizarre instructions, and if you are doubtful whether to follow it or not, if you follow the principle of being subordinate, then you will be in safe position, because you followed the principle of being a subordinate. The reaction may go to superior because it is he who told you to follow that, but you will be safe because you followed what the superior told. So in this case, Bali Maharaj, by his scriptural knowledge, rejected Shukracharya. And then the second principle, how we can understand in such circumstances. How we can understand the second principle of keeping the position of being a subordinate, even the instruction is wrong.
So there's two things. What should we do if the instruction is wrong? Should we stick to the principle of being subordinate? That no matter what, my duty is to follow my superiors, and if there's anything wrong, they'll take the reaction or the responsibility. I just have to follow my superiors no matter what. So that's the first question, is that should that be our policy? And the second question seemed to be, how did Bali Maharaj know what he should do? Because his guru is Shukracharya. So where did he get this other knowledge from, that I should follow Vishnu? So his grandfather was there, Prahlad Maharaj. So this knowledge was already there in the family, that we have to follow Vishnu, engage in the service of Vishnu. Now as for following authorities no matter what, generally that's our program. That's our program. The authorities say something, we do it. Because if everybody becomes the authority and says, well, thank you for the order, but I'll think about that, nothing gets is done. In a corporation, you can't say, thank you, boss, I'll think about that when you receive an order. In the army, it's not that every corporal and private can think about the orders of the commanding officer and whether I want to follow them or not. The principle is, and with the spiritual master also, the spiritual master has asked me to do something, so I'll think about it. No, I have to do it. I have to do it. But, as illustrated by this pastime, there's a limit. There's a limit. The spiritual master has asked me to reject Vishnu, to break my promise and reject the personality of God. Not that I'm not going to do. And he had to think about it, because that's not like if the pastime had been that his wife said, I think you shouldn't do this. He wouldn't have to think about it. Why do I have to listen to my wife? But this is his guru. Even Katam Bhishma Maham Sanche Jonam Chamadi Sudana. You should be Pati Yotsyami. How can I fight against Bhishma and Drona, who are my gurus? I should be offering puja, not arrows. Of course, he had the wrong perspective, but it was the right consideration. But before I fight against my gurus, that's a big decision. To fight against Karna, that was nothing. We're going to fight him. To fight against Duryodhana, so many, even that. But to fight against Drona, to fight against Bhishma, my superiors. So it's taken that way that superiors have to be respected. In a civilized life, the mother says, the father says, you have to do that. You can't just say, no, I don't want to do that, I don't like that. Superiors have given the instruction. But there's a limit. Even in mundane history, the Nazis were executing so many people wholesale. And then, after the war, the military men were brought to trial that you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. And what did they say? I was just following orders. And no, you're meant to be hanged. Because you should have known that that we don't do. That's too much. This is criminal. Someone remarked about some of the more recent actions of American political leaders during the Gulf War, that if America had lost the war, they would have been hanged for similar reasons. So it goes this way or that way. But the point is that one has to follow the leaders except when. A Vaishnava Pradishtena, Mantrena, what is that? Mantrena, Miriam Brajay. If the spiritual master becomes crazy, he becomes subversed or inimical to the Vaishnavas, he starts preaching Mayavad philosophy, he wants this, he wants that, he wants to have sex with his disciples, he wants to fight the Karya Bijanata, he loses his discrimination. Pratityago, give him up. Otherwise he's going to hell and you'll go on the same train. Same thing, all these instructions. You must follow the guru blindly, without hesitation, complete surrender. All of that is shastric. But if this happens, no, then that's too much. Okay? All right, time.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. I think, tell me what to do, but you've been going for an hour and people... people have their problems. I'll sit here, I don't have so much of a problem, but you're all sitting here and you have your program. So, who's in charge to tell me what to do? Who's my authority to whom I have to surrender? One more question? Okay, take one.
Sukracharya, he is a Vaishnava.
A Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, yes.
Bali Maharaj is Vaishnava. And all along, Bali Maharaj, he was doing all the Vaishnava activities under the guidance of Sukracharya. So how do we understand Bali Maharaj is a Vaishnava?
I don't know what all Bali Maharaj was doing under the guidance of Sukracharya. That's not all made clear in Bhagavatam. So your question is, let's get the question clear. I don't think I understood it.
How do we understand that the sadhaka?
How do we understand that?
How do we understand that all along he was doing Vaishnava activities under the guidance of Sukracharya, but still we consider he was doing
Vaishnava activities under the guidance of Sukracharya, still we consider him a Vaishnava. His guru was teaching him dharma to karma. For material, you're just like we have a health guru, a Jama Charger was the military guru, some of the gurus, dancing guru, this guru, they're gurus for different purposes. So for material, ordinary activities, Shukra Charger was there. But now it came to the ultimate question. The purpose of life, the ultimate considerations. Okay, you're fine for telling me how to do a fire sacrifice. I'll trust that this guy sits here, this guy sits there, this guy sits here, we do this, then we do this, that's fine. But now you're telling me to reject Vishnu, that's not fine. Okay? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.